But people have this crazy idea that somehow this is a Christian country. And that the backbone of our country is Christian. And it's just not true. It's just not true. So let's join the fun, shall we? I want to hear your analysis, especially if you disagree with mine. Because the Supreme Court, hey, whatever they say, it's, you know, it's right or wrong, it's up to them. Can't disagree with them. But it was kind of interesting. Same Ten Commandments. In one case, it was okay. It was okay. In the other case, it wasn't. Michael's calling. Michael, you're on the Lionel Show.
Yes. Hello?
Hello, Michael.
Yes, I'd like to ask you something. This wonderful, God-blessed country, a citadel to human progress and human justice, which I don't think you for a minute appreciate. Do you think this was built on the heritage of the Quran or the religions of Africa or the religions of Asia, which have buried people under the sand and tortured the butchered and the betrayed masses for thousands of years? And you could laugh because you're...
I will.
You know why? You are a liberal. Liberals hate America, and they want to put the third world on an equal level, and they're so jealous that the third world is full of the butchered and the betrayed that have to deny
now, Michael,
our wonderful culture.
Michael, can we take this one step at a time? To answer your first question, this country was not based on any religion.
You really don't think so?
Absolutely.
So the history and the mentality and the intellect of the fathers of this country coming from England and Ireland and Germany and wherever, they were not Judeo-Christian, of a Judeo-Christian heritage. They came from the Quran, where it teaches you to
hate yourself and
everybody else.
No, it didn't come from the Quran.
So there's no Judeo-Christian heritage in Locke and whatever a philosopher who...
There were Christians in our country, but our country is not based on Christianity.
What is it based on, the Quran or African religion?
No, it's not based on any religion.
You know that intellectually, I don't believe you believe what you just said.
No.
I think that you are a liberal. They have to deny anything good about the European culture because they're so...
Why do they deny anything about the European culture?
Because the European culture...
No. What did I say? How did I deny the European culture?
You are denying that this country is based on the English and German people who carried Christianity with them, and this country was based...
Oh, they might have been Christian. They might have been also heterosexual. This isn't a heterosexual country.
So what are we based on, African or Asian religion?
We're not based on... Let me try this again, Michael. We're based on no religion. None.
You know what I think? There is some sickness in the liberals, which they're so embarrassed that the wonderful production and the elitism, which created this wonderful civilization, that they want to
bring it down. During the administration of George Washington, and signed by John Adams, as I mentioned, the Treaty of Tripoli, Article 11, says, the government of the United States is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion. Now,
you know very well intellectually that the Judeo-Christian...
Now, do you think that John Adams and George Washington were liberals?
You know very well that...
Do you think that George Washington and John Adams were liberals?
No, but they knew very well that...
Well, why did they sign this then?
They were trying to be very universally fair and make us pure and not...
But were they liberals?
Okay, but let me just say something, okay?
No. Were they liberals?
Were they liberals? I don't think they were liberals, no.
What are liberals? What are they?
Liberals are people who are, I don't know if they hated their fathers, but they hate authority. They hate authority. Therefore,
give me an example.
America and white Western civilization, which created this wonderful leader of the world, forever the leader of the world, they're so jealous of it that they want to make
liberals
us equal.
Liberals are jealous
of... They want
to
make us equal to the slimy third world. They can't admit that
we have
saved
the
world.
Give me an example of that, Michael.
An example is that we have to deny anything decent about America.
No. Give me an example of a liberal who wants to drag this country into the slimy third world. Give me an example of who's ever advocated that. Tell me.
Okay, the example is the people I see every day at school who can only talk about the injustice of America.
What do you mean the people at school?
World.
What school are you in?
I work in a private school.
And what grade is this?
It doesn't matter.
No. What grade are the students that you hear?
No, I'm not talking about the students. I'm talking about the sick administration and the teachers there.
And
they're
what
liberals.
Do they say?
They're liberals.
Okay, Michael, I didn't ask you to repeat yourself. Now, what I ask you to repeat yourself, I will. Now, what
yes.
I want to ask you is, what they want to, the people that you work with, your fellow teachers or administrators, they want to drag this country into the slimy third world?
They want to make everything that America has done evil.
Give me an example of what they've said, for example.
What they say is that we are evil in the world, our influences hurt the world and perverted the world and subjected humanity to suffering because of our capitalist tradition.
Where are you
and
working?
And they don't want to talk about the butchered and the betrayed of the third world.
You're bringing up third world again, Michael. Are you a teacher? Tell me you're not a teacher.
Liberals want to deny the greatness
Michael?
Of Western culture.
Michael, can you get through a sentence without saying the word liberal? Can you try? Can you try, buddy? Please try.
I don't know what. How do you describe people who refuse to admit anything great about America, this wonderful country?
I don't know where you're. I think you've been listening to Michael Savage too long. And I'll tell you what I really think you need. I think you need some help, Michael.
You really think so?
I really do.
Because
I think you're very angry.
I think that this country is so wonderful.
I do too. It's a wonderful country, Michael.
It's a wonderful country.
It's a wonderful country. And I agree with you.
And you won't even deny the roots of this country, Judeo-Christian, because
there are
you want to make us on an even level with the other people in the world who have pathetic religions and pathetic heritage.
I'm not bringing up religion at all. You are. Why are you doing that?
You're denying religion. You're denying the heritage of America.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you that if the founders of this of the country wanted this to be a Christian religion, they wouldn't have had the First Amendment. They made it very, very clear.
So the founders, their intellect and their intellectual background had nothing to do with the heritage of Judeo-Christian.
Why would they have an establishment clause?
Why they
if they wanted to separate religion, the establishment clause.
I'm talking about their intellect and their heritage, their emotional
Let me try
heritage.
This again. In the Bill of Rights, why would they have insisted upon an establishment clause if they wanted us to be subsumed, I guess, under this Judeo-Christian, what have you? Why did they go out of their way to say, to enunciate the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment? Why?
For the very reason that they were living the heritage of the Judeo-Christian.
Now you're repeating yourself, Michael.
No, I'm saying
Michael, this is
logolalia.
This is sad. You're a very sad person.
I'm a sad person.
You're a very angry person.
I'm angry that you're
no, I'm angry that
and denying our heritage.
Who are you? No, Michael.
You're
do me a favor. Call
America
Michael Savage, okay? Call Michael Savage.
So
he's just as nuts as you are and will embrace your ideology. Carol, you're on the Lionel Show.
Hi.
Hello, Carol.
Am I on?
No, but you'll be on in a minute. Just a minute. Hang on a second.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Hang on. You'll be up in a minute. Just stand by.
All right.
You still there? Hang on.
I'm here.
All right, Carol, you're on the Lionel Show.
I'm waiting to talk to you, babe.
Talk to me, darling.
I love you.
Good.
You are, like my husband said, I'm a limp-wristed, Duvernay-drinking, communist, socialist, whatever. But I love people, and I love the way you talk.
Well,
you're
thank you.
You're great.
Carol, I thank you so much. I love you as well, and I want you to call back.